This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump's contentious relationship with the media has escalated after hundreds of U.S. newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to Mr. Trump's frequent attacks on some media organizations. More than 380 news outlets in every state except Wyoming had joined a drive by early today, publishing editorials in support of a free and vigorous press. A U.S. federal jury outside of Washington is deliberating former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's fate at his financial fraud trial. AP's Sagar Meghani has the latest, including the connection to the probe into the Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election.
Prosecutors have asked jurors to convict the former Trump campaign chairman on all 18 felony counts, saying he hid millions of dollars from the IRS and then lied to get loans once his income dried up. Manafort's lawyers pinned the blame on the government's star witness, his former protege Rick Gates, whom they say lied about Manafort to protect himself. The trial's the first courtroom test for special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, since Manafort was among the first indicted in the probe. The verdict will give a sense of Mueller's ability to make charges stick. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has predicted more violent attacks from the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan after the insurgents failed to accomplish any of their objectives during a recent attack on the city of Ghazni, in which at least 150 died. Mattis called the assault a deadly ploy to grab a lot of press attention and warned the Taliban would likely continue murdering innocent people. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Mnuchin made the comments during a cabinet meeting with President Trump.
We've put sanctions on several of their cabinet members. Working with you, we have more that we're planning to do if they don't release him quickly.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Turkey's ministers of Justice and Interior in response to Turkey's detention of Brunson on espionage and terrorism charges. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Brian Hook his senior policy advisor, a special representative for Iran. Pompeo said Hook will lead the Iran Action Group and will coordinate the U.S. State Department's actions against Iran.
The Iranian people and the world are demanding that Iran finally act like a normal nation. The Iran Action Group will drive daily progress on these objectives, and I hope to do much more.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year it would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and has once again imposed sanctions on Tehran, calling the country a destabilizing influence in the region. The Vatican has expressed its shame and sorrow over the latest clergy sex abuse scandal, details of which were recently released in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. We get more now from AP's Tim McGuire.
The Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing the sexual abuse of at least 1,000 children by priests since the 1940s as seen as a moral catastrophe by Pope Francis and the Vatican. Spokesman Greg Burke.
Holy Father knows this can shake the faith of the people in the pews.
Burke says the priests responsible for the assaults and the church leaders who protected them will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has called for a formal Vatican investigation of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and allegations that he engaged in sexual misconduct with children and adult seminarians. I'm Tim McGuire.
12 former senior U.S. intelligence officials have issued a statement on what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. The statement is a reaction to President Trump's decision to take away former CIA Director Brennan's security clearance. Mr. Trump also considering removing security clearances for 9 other past and current government security officials. And U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has vowed a robust prosecution of anyone who manufactures or owns plastic firearms that have been made on 3D printers. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.